You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Well, 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 14 centimeters on the initial report this morning. And it looks like more was creeping up the ruler overnight to about 5 o'clock this morning, and it tapered off. Yeah, it's another POW day, an April POW day. Wow. With 20 centimeters in the past 48 hours, that gives us a base of apparently 2.4 meters at Pig Alley and 1.4 meters at the Catskinner weather plot. Man, I wish my head didn't hurt so much from intersection. I had a couple drinks. How about you? Oh, what a fun night. Yeah. but if you're heading up for a POW day, way to be. Temperatures have definitely warmed up a little though, and they are going to warm up as the day progresses. Really light winds this morning. But yeah, with the freezing level currently at around 1400 meters. Well, minus two at Pig Alley as well as the Catskinner weather plot. But we're due for a freezing level to really kind of shoot up to, 17, maybe 1800 meters. So yeah, potentially as warm as 0 degrees at the roundhouse today. Mm-hmm. Or a little warmer. Ooh. And that's going to be with some increased sunny periods this afternoon, but super cloudy this morning. And then we're going to have this ridge of high pressure roll through that brings us really warm temperatures. I'm talking a freezing level of 2400 meters on Saturday, as well as the same Sunday. So warm conditions, sunny skies expected, sunny Saturday and Sunday. So expect corny granular spring skiing, you name it, for Saturday and Sunday for what is the last hurrah for Blackcomb Mountain for this season. Yeah, I know. And speaking of hurrahs, the Sedan Couloir Extreme race is on today. The Sedan Couloir Race Extreme. That kicks off at 9 a.m. With 100 races up first. And then, I know I bumped into Alan yesterday. He's racer number 7th for the snowboarding contingent. And man, it already gets pretty rutted by that point. Hey, ooh, such a spicy race. That is happening today. Also happening today, no major standouts on the grooming report. Yesterday, the T-Bar and Whistle was closed with showcase not opening till about 10:30. Expect a delayed opening in the Alpine today with some AV control. But Cloud9 is run of the day on Blackcomb with the T-Bar piste and Greenacres run of the day on Whistler apparently. But no major standouts on the grooming report, unfortunately. Ridge Run is groomed out on Crystal along with both upper and lower trap line, but nothing immediately comes to mind to let you know about, unfortunately. Although I do want to let you know, of course, about some mountain operations Fitz and Excalibur Gondola will be closed as of Monday onwards. So the first upload from Whistler Village, which will be via the gondola, and Creekside will be at 9 a.m., but the village ski out will be closed, for Whistler Village due to, of course, bike park construction. So there will be a mandatory download in effect for Whistler Village Gondola. So maybe consider parking at Creekside to avoid download lines. And the ski out to Creekside will be open, but downloading is apparently recommended due to marginal conditions. So that means the upper lots are going to be closed. No ski out access from them. Plan accordingly. But I'm liking that earlier start. And for years, it's always been like a 10 o'clock with, of course, a little leeway, a little bit of an earlier opening, a 10 a.m. start. But now 9 from Creekside and Whistler Village Gondola. Okay. It does mean it's going to be firm for spring skiing at that time in the morning for a lot of those days. But no, I'm liking the earlier call. That's great. So for when it does shred POW, it doesn't get as sun affected, You can get there earlier. I'm into it. And speaking of it being a dynamic time of year, that's what the Avalanche Bulletin reads for our Sea to Sky area. Spring being a dynamic time of year, conditions can vary widely and change rapidly. So verify conditions in your local area and tune into changes with aspect, elevation, the time of day. We do have considerable avalanche danger in the Alpine, moderate at tree line elevation and then low below tree line. So really recommend that, especially as we get into spring forecasting bulletins, blogs, I should say. This information really tapers off. But on South Coast touring, if you're heading out onto, the spearhead for Traverse, for instance, I know Gore is going to do that today. Somebody giving some input on whether or not you need crampons, saying that, the rappel on Overlord was the only time he felt he really wanted boot crampons because it was kind of firm, not deep. I mean, crampons are light, better to have them than not at all. But he said conditions were soft on polars, thin breakable crust on south facing aspects. But with the new snow, though, overnight, that is going to affect that's something to garner attention for your travel day. And with that freezing level due to rise this afternoon too, but especially tomorrow, that's going to affect us. So check the bulletin over the weekend for your weekend travel. Yeah, creamy pow. And very much warm creamy pow coming our way over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're going to need some sunscreen for sure. Uh-huh. So what's it going to look like in the valley, you ask? Well, your road and valley weather report is brought to you by Bryce Morris, Agreg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a new adventure vehicle in the Sea to Sky. Because on the Sea to Sky, there's quite a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. Well, precip yesterday amounting to just shy of 8 millimeters. More rain still on the roads in Pemberton, as well as Whistler and a bit of snow on the Duffy Lake Road as well, although transmission delayed on that webcam. But a few things definitely on the Sea to Sky to affect your drive continuing. Yes, that's right. The slope mitigation work at Loggers Creek in between Lions Bay there, Brunswick Beach Road, Porto Cove, single lane alternating traffic on weekdays up until 4 p.m. today. And then back again potentially next week. And that utility work as well with that northbound right turn lane and shoulder closure by Scott Crescent and Cleveland Avenue there, but also some right lane blockages potentially today between Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road there due to some roadside brushing and some shoulder maintenance happening. At different sections of Highway 99 with some road sweeping and mowing. So look for a slow moving vehicle. And that potentially affecting your drive, along with, what's the other notification I saw? Some road maintenance work happening today in West Vancouver on Highway 99, right by Ocean Point Drive. So that today will be going between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. with a right lane blockage southbound. Yeah, look out for traffic control personnel. Mm-hmm, I know, lots happening. And weather-wise, after a chilly high of 5.1 degrees yesterday, we're going to have potentially a high in the double digits, like 12 degrees forecast today. Yeah, but that's nothing compared to maybe 16 on Saturday and 15 in the valley on Sunday with sunny skies anticipated, but overnight lows of down to 0 degrees. So still a frost if you're considering, getting out your, doing some patio planting. It's still a bit early for sure. Yeah, 0 degrees overnight and then, cooling off a little for Monday with some precip on the forecast for Tuesday, but that's a ways away. However, Monday, there's not going to be an episode of the Whistler Pulse. No, we're getting into the summer schedule, on Tuesdays and Fridays, depending on some hiking plans in the summer too. I might do it on Monday, but two episodes a week starting next week. Please don't judge me. I need a sleep in. I am ready. And speaking of which, the sunrise today was at 6:23 and sunset is at 3 minutes past eight now. Wow. Yeah. Ah, I know. More news for you in and around the community up until the next episode. How about the fact that Rainbow Park construction has restarted? The Valley Trail Dog Park and special events area are expected to remain open to the public with some short temporary closures to the Valley Trail as well, with a scheduled opening for Canada Day, so July 1st. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be a closure between April 22nd and the 26th on a section of the Valley Trail that is from Needle Lake Park to Drew Drive. So that's along the lake there. With the Drew Drive access point too. That's for some shoulder reconstruction. It will be closed between 7:30 and 4:30 p.m. And there will be detour and signage in place, FYI. Yeah. Also, I know you already know, but I'll remind you that Whistler is remaining open for spring skiing until May 20th, if conditions allow. Yeah, I don't like that little asterisk there. So, events for the weekend, huh? Well, you know that at the library, the Whistler Children's Chorus have their spring concert on Sunday. Yeah, at 6 p.m. They'll be, celebrating and singing about creatures, big and small, real and imaginary, and interspersed with some poems, actually, read by choirists in celebration of National Poetry Month. And I'll remind you, too, to get involved with the library's online survey to share your thoughts and ideas. And you can also visit the library for a paper copy too to take part in their strategic plan community engagement. That's from now right through until May 10th. So get involved on that. Yeah, be heard. It's crucial. Let's see. Today's Friday, right? So that means the Hare Farmers are playing at Merlin's today, and they have their last live après of the season tomorrow at Dusty's at 3:30. And yeah, today the Sedan Ski Race Extreme at Sedan Cool Wash, I should say. Messing that up today. But also tonight, the Great Gorby Gab by Laugh Out Live happening at the Maury Young Arts Centre tonight and tomorrow, with the show starting 8 p.m. Get there early and get your tickets in advance to avoid disappointment. And if you're feeling like snowshoeing or cross-country skiing, I know Whistler Olympic Park is closed, but the Callaghan Country is still open and they have their Finnish sauna experience. And yeah, they are offering 1 hour sauna sessions in an 8-person wood-fired sauna. Oh, speaking of the Hare Farmers, Grateful Greg will be singing and playing with his band A Whole Lot of Lead at the GLC at 9 p.m. on Saturday with, plenty of WSSF things to remind you about too, like Nostalgics playing at the Skiers Plaza stage today. That'll be at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Callie Tuna and Cut Chemist will be playing along with, Night Tales playing the stage at 5 p.m. on Sunday. And yeah, the Slush Cup on Sunday looks like it's going to have good weather compared to last year. That'll be at Glacier Creek this year, not by the helipad on Whistler. So yes, that is coming up then. Also, you have the Cut Rail Jam happening at the base of Whistler, apparently. As opposed to Blackcomb Park at 2 p.m. Coming up on tomorrow. I know, lots happening, right? So my head is feeling better from Intersection. Congratulations to the winners of Intersection yesterday, who won People's Choice and first place as well. That's the Reserves, with coming in second Schmob and Out of Service in third place. Hell of a podium and a hell of an exhibit last night. Some really good filming. I love that event, man. It's such a good celebration of our mountain culture, you know? Hella fun. Buzzing on that. And another place, an opportunity for you to catch a buzz this weekend, comes from Rocket Coffee, actually, on Sunday. Yeah, they're doing an après ski dance party. They've got a liquor license for the day. And DJ Surgeon is going to be on the decks 3 till 5 p.m. And it's going to be sunny. Wow. So that's coming up on Sunday. But also on Sunday, a special Masters golf party kicking off early at Stinky's on the Stroll at 9 a.m., in fact. He'll be opening his doors. Sunday's going to be a fun day. Sunday fun day. Oh, it's living up to its name. Bad segue, never mind. Live music comes in the form of Ruckus Deluxe for the next 3 nights at the Dublin Gate. They're playing après and at 9 p.m. tonight, Saturday and Sunday. And, good question. Who is playing on Monday? Tim & Co. Yeah, on Monday. But no longer playing Après, of course. Yeah, through starting on Monday too. I know. Yeah. Oh no, there is no live music Monday. It's a Saturday, the 20th. See? Ooh, get your fix this weekend. Yeah, like I said, a whole lot of lead playing on Saturday. But at Dusty's, after the Hair Farmers play their Après session, there is a comedy night with Randy from the Trailer Park Boys doing his Cheeseburger Picnic Live tour in Whistler. So comedy night at the Dusty's on Saturday with, oh, let me double check when Cass's next Paint and Sip night is. Yes, they're on April 15th, which is a Monday, and then another one on April 21st, and that will be the last for until July. So get involved now if you want to. Do some paint and sipping. Yeah, it's been super popular and at a really wonderful venue. So yeah, that's on the 15th. But today, the 12th, few birthday shout outs for you for some Whistlerites, including the incredible Pat McKinnon. Pat, happy birthday. I betcha you're going to be getting some patterns on your special day today. Can't wait to see photos. Get it. And it's also Ryan Bagley's birthday today, too. Uh-huh. Happy birthday, Ryan. Great to see you on Peak Chair a few weeks back. But also Tannis Ryan's birthday tomorrow. And Mario Nero's coming up on Sunday. Oh, Matthew LeDuc's as well, along with Brad Broughton's on Sunday. I'll make sure they all get shout-outs on Mountain FM that day, too. Oh, fun. Speaking of shout-outs, oh, yeah, Stinkies on the Stroll has some wicked facts for you from this day. Did you know that, on this day in 1811, the first U.S. colonists on the Pacific coast arrived at, very appropriate, Cape Disappointment in Washington. Maybe it was a very gray Pacific Northwest day, I'm guessing. Yeah, 1811. But in 1861, Fort Sumter in South Carolina was attacked by the Confederacy, beginning the American Civil War. Mm-hmm. A few years later, in 1872, Jesse James, he and his gang robbed a bank of $1,500 in Kentucky. Uh-huh. But in 1961, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, he became the first human to travel into space and orbit Earth. Yeah, aboard the Vostok 1. Mm-hmm. I know. And speaking of something astrological, not quite, but Bill Haley and the Comets, they did record Rock Around the Clock on this day in 1954. Yeah. To the year 2000, Metallica filed a lawsuit against Napster for copyright infringement. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, let's see. In 1975, David Bowie, during an interview with Playboy magazine, announced his second career retirement, saying, "I've rocked my roll. It's a boring dead end." He doesn't sound like this. "There will be no more rock and roll records from me. The last thing I want to be is some useless effing rock singer." They weren't famous last words. 1975, we all know what happened, but let's wrap up today with a joke that really made me giggle. Your joke of the day brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. Today's track of the day is also from a Kiwi band, much like yesterday's. Yeah, from band Leisure, I'm hoping you're already familiar with. They're an electronic project from Auckland. And the track that I'm really digging right now is from their album from last year, Leisure Vision, track 2 called Still Rolling. Hope you dig that one as much as I do. Great band, and I hope you have a great day and weekend. I'm feeling much better actually, already. Woohoo! But yeah, I will chat to you after a sleep in somewhat on Tuesday morning. Yeah, back to summer schedules for the Whistler Pulse. Thank you so much for listening, and being here with me every morning. And don't worry, we're going to be doing some treasure hunts with swag through the spring.
The Whistler Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.